That's the sound of the French Canal du Midi. I'm recording from the cockseat, the steering position, of a four-person sculling boat as we cruise underneath a vault of broadleaf trees. I've traveled here with about two dozen other rowers from the Bay Area to be part of the 32nd annual Rally du Canal du Midi.
It's not so much a rowing race, it's more of a mad scramble.
That's Susie Klein speaking at the celebration the last evening of the race.
It involves portaging these very long, heavy, but extremely tippy boats over 48 locks. And you have to get the boats out and put them on a trolley and run them across the lock, sometimes through village streets, and then put it back in the water and continue on down the canal to the next lock.
I was surprised at how hard this was, but Klein knew what to expect.
My husband and I did the rally in 2011 as part of a French team when we were living in Toulouse, France, and I was flabbergasted to learn that in the entire history of the rally, at that point, that was the 30th year, there had never been an American team.
Even though teams had come from as far as Brazil, South Africa, and New Zealand.
My husband and I left Toulouse and moved back to Boston to resume our lives there. One of my goals on going back was to recruit the first ever American boat to row in the rally. And in fact, I recruited seven American boats.
My teammates were from the North Bay Rowing Club, which rows on the Petaluma River, and the Oakland-based Lake Merritt Rowing Club. Both Petaluma and Oakland are beautiful places to row, but the canal took our breath away. Built in the latter 1600s, the canal transported goods through villages like Toulouse, Carcassonne, and Béziers in southwest France. Today, it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The rowing, and especially the portaging, was grueling. But rowers tend to be the kind of people who are up for anything. Jill O'Connor traveled from Christchurch, New Zealand, to row with her crew, the Wakatuis.
This week was so special. We'd been working hard for a long time. It was like a dream, something to really aspire to. And it was everything that we dreamed about and more. It was really hard, challenging. I mean, at the end of it, it's so satisfying. And we've met lots of really cool people.
Now that the race has ended, with a Dutch team from Amsterdam coming in first and a French team from Toulouse coming in second, the roughly 200 rowers from a dozen countries are home nursing their blisters, bruises, and scrapes and remembering their time on the water and their new friends from around the world. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Vetten, just back from France.